Okay, so we're going to be reading Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Now, that's underwhelming for Christchurch, South Cambridge. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
And that's much, much better. Lovely to see you, and a very happy Christmas to all of you. Hands up who was up early this morning. Yeah. I thought that would be quite a few, including a few bleary-eyed mums and dads. We do all sorts of interesting things at Christmas, don't we, that we don't do some other times in the year. Hands up those who will have a cracker later on. Okay. And we do things like that, don't we? We have crackers and all sorts of things we don't have at other times of the year. And one of the things, how many will have something like that, a hat like that, in a cracker? I don't know about you, but they never quite fit me, really. But there we are. Can I have some volunteers to help me? Who's going to come? Yes, come on. I'll have one first. So I want some help with some hats. Very, very good. Look, it matches your jumper. That's terrific. And then we have, some other hats that we wear at Christmas too, don't we? What's this one? Is a what? A Father Christmas hat. How about that? Okay. And then a few other ones here. What about that? And do you know, my daughter so loves dressing up at Christmas that she's made all of us do fancy dress tomorrow for St. Stephen's Day. And I just want to show you what I've got to wear tomorrow. The things we do for love. But I'm going to be a what? What do you think? I've got a jumper at home to go with this. What is it? What sort of a hat is that? It's an elf hat. Anybody want to come and wear it for me? Oh, come on. I need a volunteer. I need a few more volunteers. Come on. Good man. Good man. There you are. I'll leave you to put it on yourself. But you know, those things aren't really what Christmas is all about. They're fun things, and we enjoy them and all that, but they're not really what Christmas is all about. Let me show you some other hats to remind us just what Christmas is all about. I need another volunteer. Important volunteer. Oh, come on, that's wonderful. This hat might be almost as big as you, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. What's your name?
Kesia.
Ah, that's great. Now, do you mind if I just put this on? Look. Can you see us? And then we need to put it on properly. How are you doing? Are you all right in there? Are you sure? She looks good, doesn't she? And then actually, if you're very clever, what they do is they put it like that, but we'll leave it down there. And that reminds us, what sort of a headgear is that?
It's Mary.
Come on.
Mary.
Who would wear something like that? Come on. Well, that's not a bad suggestion. Mary would have worn something like that. But this is particularly something that we associate with what? Who? Yes. Yeah, good. Well done. Very good. With shepherds. And, you know, one of the interesting things is in the gospel accounts of the birth of Jesus is Luke tells us about shepherds and the important emphasis that all the Gospels tell us the same things about Jesus. But in Luke, the emphasis that Jesus came to be a shepherd. But he came as a shepherd to save us, to look after us and save us. And I won't ask anybody to wear this because this is really a hard thing to wear. But anybody tell me what that is? That's right, when Jesus died on the cross. Just have a feel of that. Anybody want to come and have a feel? Come on. Just be careful, because don't get in trouble with your mums or dads. It's very prickly. Mums and dads, I'll just tell you a story. I was in Israel. I brought this home from Israel. Very sharp, isn't it? Just imagine that being rammed down on your head. And I brought this home from Israel, and I had it in a briefcase, and an aggressive customs man grabbed my briefcase off me, and I said to him, just before you open that, and I said, just wait a minute. And he put his hand in like that, and he grabbed this. I've never seen a customs officer go 6 feet into the air more quickly, and he did. But this reminds us, the story of the shepherds, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for you. To shepherds, poor and marginalized people, show that Jesus, who could have stayed in heaven without blame, the King of Kings, nonetheless came and identified and announced his presence to poor and marginalized people, because God cares about everybody. Today is born for you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's what the word Jesus means. He came to save us, to bring us forgiveness from our sins. And that cost him an enormous amount. It cost God a great deal to give his own son, because he loves us so much. Do you know, John the Baptist's father, talking about Christmas and the coming of Jesus and what he would do, said he came because of God's tender mercy. And we need to remember that, how good God is, how kind God is, and how wonderful God is to send a Savior. Because when we think of all that is wrong in the world, listen to all the news, and look into our own hearts are a little microcosm of everything that's wrong with the world. And we need saving and need forgiveness, and Jesus came to bring that. But that's Luke, and I'm really here to talk about what Matthew tells us. So he tells us a story. Luke is the only gospel writer that tells us about the shepherds. And are you all right in there? Very good. Actually, they're all wonderful, aren't you? But I think she deserves a special round of applause. Can we have that? But I'm here to talk particularly about what Matthew tells us. He tells us that after the birth of Jesus, some... Who does this remind you of? It's not quite one of those, which we'll come to in a moment, but it's a kind of posh headgear. And Matthew tells us about who, do you think?
Crown.
Well, it is a kind of crown, because there may have been, nobody's quite sure, there may have been kings, or certainly there were certainly very important folk. And the wise men, we're talking about the Magi, were the kind of equivalent in those days of university professors today. And they were important. They came a very, very long way, and they came to worship the Lord Jesus. By the way, how many wise men were there?
Three.
We don't know.
Brilliant. We don't know. Three is not a bad guess. Why did you say three?
Because that's in all the books.
Okay. Because actually they brought three presents. And there may have been more, you see, than there may have been more, but they brought three presents. Anybody want to wear a wise man's hat before I get Ben to wear it? Very, very good. Well done. Are you all right there? Okay. And can anybody tell me what presents they brought? Yes. Anybody from here? What do they bring? Very, very good. Wonderful. Well, I cheated a little bit because I was thinking it's quite difficult to get gold and frankincense and myrrh separately. But I looked... I hope you think this is clever, because I think it's clever anyway. This is gold, frankincense, and myrrh all in one. Come on, yeah, a bit more. See, it's got a gold-coloured lid, and inside it's got a candle, which is made of frankincense and myrrh. Anybody want to come and smell it? Strong, isn't it?
It smells like gingerbread.
Yeah, it's nice though, isn't it? Do you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not too sure.
It's gingerbread. Gingerbread.
Smells of Christmas.
Good, you want to have a go? Who else is going to have a smell?
Gingerbread.
It smells like, somebody says it smells like gingerbread.
I'm saying that. Gingerbread.
It's nice, isn't it? Any mums want to come and smell? Because it's nice, actually. It's kind of what mums like, I think. There you are. You know what to buy her. Candle made of frankincense and myrrh. Okay, and we have my beautiful assistant comes and helps me, my wife, with some gold, pieces of gold. And do you know, the important thing about the gifts is the point to who Jesus really is. And he is a king, but he isn't any old king. He's the king of all kings.
Yeah.
And Jesus came not just to be our saviour, but to establish a kingdom that would be unlike any earthly kingdom. It would be eternal and everlasting. And if we welcome him as our saviour who died for us, and our Lord, our Master, our Ruler, as he rightly is, because he's God come personally in his Son, then he invites us, he gives us a passport into his kingdom, which one day will be established. And it's a kingdom of justice and of peace. He's a king. Anybody like to wear this for me? Come on. Come on, yeah, at the back, come on. It's okay. There you are. It's kind of a bit special that you wear that, because only Jesus can really wear that, because he is the King. He is Savior, Luke tells us, and Matthew's emphasis is that Jesus is the King, promised from a long time ago. And do you know that 1,000 years before Jesus walked this earth, God promised David, King David, the best king in the Old Testament, that one day one of David's descendants would sit on a throne forever, and there would be no successors to that kingdom, and he would establish a kingdom forever. And Jesus was born in the city of David, and he is the King of Kings, because he's not just a descendant of David, but he is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Well, there's one more thing to say, and that is that a long time ago, wise men came a long way to worship Jesus, to give him his worth, to welcome him, and to begin to follow him, to thank him for being our Savior, and to begin to acknowledge him and follow him as our King. And wise people still worship Jesus and should worship him. He only is worthy of our worship and our praise. So the best way we can celebrate the birth of Jesus is to welcome him and to worship him, and find that come the new year, he is God with us through life's journey, and one day we will enjoy his presence in his kingdom. And that's a tremendous thing to look forward to, isn't it? So thank you very much. Did you give out those? Yeah, well, go on, just chuck out some to everybody. And can I suggest, while those are being given out, can I suggest that at a Christmas lunch today, if you could do this in your family, just stop and say thank you to God for, in his tender mercy and his love for us, sending his Son to be our Savior, and that he is King of all kings, and that as we welcome him, he brings us forgiveness, and he brings us a passport into his kingdom. But it'd be a good thing to sing happy birthday to Jesus over Christmas lunch. Whoever is there in your family, you make the suggestion, and it'll probably you'll probably get away with it, whatever the circumstances. But it will remind us of what Christmas is all about, because these things are fun, but this is actually what it really is all about. It's all about worshiping and welcoming Jesus. So let's just pray, and let's in our hearts do that. Let's welcome and worship the Lord Jesus. The gifts that were brought to Jesus by the wise men were gifts fit for a king. The gold was God's provision to help them, because they had to flee for their lives into Egypt afterwards, God's provision. And some people think there are little hint of, in the three gifts, of what Jesus came to do. Gold to be a king, incense offered by priests, and Jesus was our sacrifice, a priest, high priest, who sacrificed himself, and myrrh, a reminder that he did that by his death. But anyway, the presents remind us that Jesus is King, and Luke reminds us that he's come to save us and to be a shepherd for us, a good shepherd. So let's welcome him and worship him in our hearts. Lord Jesus, thank you in your tender mercy for sending your Son into the world. Help us to welcome him today and to worship him each day of our lives, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Good. Thank you very much for your help. Do you know, you've just stood there and been absolutely brilliant. So well done. Thank you very much.